two extra summits here. Again, this was a very good step, early step for a war that has been going on for almost 4 years. VP J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, and Steve Witkoff are coordinating with Russia and Ukraine. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Now, that said, obviously, people love to highlight that, oh, Trump lies. He just says things and then they're not real, blah, blah, blah. Well, that said, we got the announcement here today from the German Chancellor, Merz, the same guy who was like, we need a ceasefire, right? Germany out there at the meeting yesterday demanding very random garbage, even though, as I highlighted in the stream, if you watched it, first of all, the war started partly, actually a major contributing factor people don't talk about is the German reliance on Russian energy, particularly natural gas, which Trump warned the Germans against a lot in the first term. They didn't listen. Inevitably, it gave Putin enough leverage to know that the EU couldn't do much to touch him. But nonetheless, even the German chancellor, who's caused a bunch of problems to sabotage what Trump has been trying to accomplish thus far, his sources are indeed confirming that within 2 weeks, they expect to see a Trump, Putin, and Zelensky trilateral meeting. So again, if you don't believe Trump, why not believe the Europeans who are saying the exact same thing?